The representation of God and man in one.
耶稣是进到天上的至圣所。
But Jesus entered into the heavenly sanctuary.
感谢上,
thanks be to God.
那么这一段圣经还有几节很重要的经文,
there are still several very important verses.
我不先谈那些,
I won't talk about
it first.
But there is a very important word that appeared three times.
什么呢? 就是显现, that is, 显现, 显现,
that is appearing, appearing, appearing.
显现, 一共出现三次,
it appears three times.
在哪里呢?
Where is it?
我们现在大家来读好不好? 在第九章, 我们读第二十四节, 第二十六节, 第二十八节,
24, 26, 28,
看到了, 我们大家一同来读, 一, 二, 三, 因为基督并不是进了, 人手所造的圣所, 这不过是真圣所的影像, 乃是进了天堂, 如今为我们显在上帝面前, 第二十六节, 姐妹们读, 一, 二, 三, 如果这样, 第28节, 弟兄读, 一, 二, 三, 像这样, 担当了多人的罪, 将来要向他等候的人, 第二次显现, 并无罪与罪无关, 乃是为拯救他们。 所以这里这张圣经, 这一段呢, 就有三个名, 三次, 出现一个很重要的名词。
There are three times this very important word appears.
什么名词呢?
Which word is
it? 基督的显现, 显现。
The appearance of Jesus Christ.
我们常常我们讲的是什么？我们讲的是基督的降临，基督道成肉身，基督到世界上来，基督的来。
We always talk about Jesus coming to the earth.
这一段圣经突然间都不用这些名字。
But in this passage, we see a different term.
基督显现，基督显现，基督显现。
Christ appeared, appeared, appeared.
这里的三次显现。
These three appearances.
是不是照着时间上的这个次序呢？
Is it in order of time?
不是的,
no.
乃是照着这个先进圣所先在神面前, 他曾经一次显现, 又再来显现, 完全次序是不照着时间性。
The order is not in accordance to the progression of time.
所以我们来做一个整理。
Let us summarize this.
这个整理是什么意思呢?
What does this mean?
就是要把历史跟意义连在一起来谈。
We want to combine meaning and history together.
下面这一段就比较难明白了。
The next portion is a little bit hard to understand.
但是我要刺激训练你们的头脑。
But I want to stimulate your thinking process.
请你注意听。
Take care of this.
在整个时间的过程中间,
in the entire progression of time,
是没有意义的就容易失去。
Things that are meaningless can disappear easily.
时间的本身也是中性的。
Time in itself is neutral.
所以时间之所以变成伟大的记忆,
in occasion where time becomes a great memory,
when time becomes significant memory, because time connects himself with the eternal meaning.
就是当时间跟永远的意义联合在一起的时候,
那么时间跟永远的意义连在一起是可能吧?
Is it possible for time to be combined with eternal meaning?
是可能的,
it is possible.
否则我们不会花一段时间来听这样的道理。
If not, we will not spend our time here.
因为每一次我们特别把一段时间抽出来的时候, 我们就盼望跟意义连在一起。
Every time we set aside time, we hope that there's eternal meaning.
这个都是你们常常正在行而你们没有觉悟的时候我提醒。
These are things that we do all the time but not realizing.
你说这件事情太重要，我一定要去。
You say this is an important thing, I must go.
无论多忙我都要去。
It doesn't matter how busy I am, I'll make.
抓住这个时间,
I'll grab the opportunity.
你怎么抓呢?
How do you grab?
抓到了拿来称几公斤呢?
Do you wait after you grab it?
什么叫做抓时间呢?
What does grabbing time means?
当我参加 Clinton 第一次总统就职典礼被邀请的时候,
when I was invited to the first inauguration of President Clinton,
有一个老人在我旁边讲一句话,
there was an old person beside me, he said this,
I'm so glad that I am invited.
我很高兴我被邀请来到这里。
Attend simply because I want to be in history.
我要在历史里面立足，所以我来了。他讲这个很有哲学的味道。 This is a philosophical.
所以我就把它深深记起来。
I remember this.
I am in history.
我在历史里面。
如果他不参加，他不在历史里面吗？
Does that mean that if he doesn't attend, he's not in history?
他还在历史里面。
He will still be in history.
他不在跟 Clinton 这件就职典礼的意义在一起的历史。
But he will be in history that has no significance in the inauguration.
这一段是比较难懂的。
This is harder to understand.
所以你就知道呢，这个希腊人用时间这个字的时候，他们不随便。
So the Greek place great emphasis on words relating to time.
在希腊文的时间有两个重要的字。
In Greek relating to time, there are two important words.
第一个字叫做 chronos.
The first one is chronos.
就是时间。
That's time.
这是希腊文的时间。
That's Greek in time.
什么时间呢？
What time is
就是时间。
That's just time.
有时间没有时间的那个时间。
The simple description of whether you have time or not.
重点在哪里？
What is the emphasis?
就是时间中间的那个间。
There's the space between time.
时间。
That's time, space.
时间。那么第二个字呢，叫做 kairos.
The second one is kairos.
K-A-I-R-O-S. 时间的重点不是时间的间，在时间中间的时。
The importance is time itself.
所以一个时，一个时间。
So one is time, the other one is the space between time.
这个不一样的。好，请你注意哦，你一生中间有两种事情使你度过去。
In time, in your life, there are two things that you will pass by.
第一就是 chronos.
The first one is chronos.
第二就是 kairos.
The second one is kairos.
什么意思呢？如果你一生活七十二岁。你就占有七十二乘三百六十五乘二十四又乘多少多少多少等多少六十乘六十，那你就有多少秒多少的时间。
If your life span is 72 years, you have that 72 years of time.
这七十二年里面
，But within the 72 years,
有中性的时间。
There is neutral time.
等你过程结束了，你死了。
At the end, you will die.
生的时候某年某月某日。
You are born on a certain time.
死的时候某年某月某日。
And die on a certain
time. 生的时候生在哪里？
The place you are born in.
死的时候埋葬不必写在哪里，因为人知道你葬在哪里。
People will know where you'll be buried.
所以生死之间的就两个约束。
The constraint and the limit is born, birth and death.
第一个约束。
The first constraint.
你有时间。
You have the time.
第二个约束。
The second constraint.
你有空间。
You have space.
所以你在这两间之间间来间去。
So you live between time and space.
你的时间里面游渡空间，在空间里面浪费时间。
Within time you are moving in space, but within space you are wasting time.
当你时间花光了以后
，After you spend all your time,
空间的权力用尽了以后
，After you use up all the space,
你就乖乖躺在那里，永远不动。
You have to stay there and not move.
所以我告诉你
，Let me tell you this.
你一生的产业
，Your inheritance in life.
第一
，Firstly,
你的生命气息
will be your life.
第二
，Secondly,
你的时间
，Your time.
第三
，Thirdly,
你的空间
，Your space.
还有你的机会。
Then you have opportunity.
你的才智
，and then your wisdom.
你的钱财
，your wealth.
你的家人
，your family.
你的朋友
，your friends.
这就是产业。
All these are your inheritance.
通常人的人所想的产业就是银行多少钱叫做产业。
But we always think about how much we own as our heritage.
那种人是笨人。
These are foolish people.
如果你每次想产业就是想钱，你是笨人。
If you always think about money, you are quite foolish.
那么笨人举手。感谢主，我的听众都是聪明人。
Audience are all smart people.
我盼望你是真的，不是假的。
I hope that this is the case.
你继续想下去。那么这个时间被上帝造的时候
，When time is made by God,
就变成中性。
It is neutral.
受造界里面的一个程序。
It is a process in the created order.
空间呢，是受造界一个物质性的范围。
But space is a circumference in material world.
你这个都 neutral.
These are all neutral things.
Is by nature neutral.
时间本身就是中性。
Space is by nature neutral.
空间也是中性。
但是
，However，
当中性的时间跟上帝永恒的旨意连在一起的时候，就不是 neutral。
But when neutral time is combined with the eternal will of God, it's no longer neutral.
那就变成时刻。
It becomes a moment.
变成 kairos.
A kairos.
你明白吗
？Can you understand?
Kairos be chronos 的意义完全不一样。
Kairos is completely different in significance with Chronos.
动物只有 Chronos， 没有 Kairos.
An animal only have Chronos and not Kairos.
因为动物只有暂时的生命，只有暂时的需要，只有暂时生活的本能，它没有永恒性在哪里。
The animal only have temporal needs and temporal existence, no eternity.
动物不可能在它的 Chronos 中间 产生以 Kairos 永恒关系的这种经验。
The animal cannot have an experience with Kairos in its existence.
人不一样。
But not the case for human beings.
这件事很有意思。
We say this is very meaningful.
我绝对不能失去这个良机。
I cannot let go of this opportunity.
你讲完了以后
，After you say this，
你的狗说我也跟你去。
Your dog will say I follow.
我也不能失去这个良机。
I cannot waste this opportunity as well.
或者你在那个聚会里面的时候
，But when you're in that gathering，
你人生转变了。
When your life changes,
你的狗狗生不变。
Your dog's life will not change.
没有办法的。
He cannot change.
因为它只有 chronos， 没有 kairos。
Because the dog only have chronos.
我相信今天你单单听这一堂就这回票价了。
It will be enough for you to listen to this.
这个都是免费的。
These are all free.
你们可以吸收很多的智慧在。
You can absorb a lot of wisdom.
所以在历史中间呢
，In history itself，
什么东西使我们产生 kairos？
What are the things that give us kairos？
请你注意哦。
Take note of this.
都是神的作为在历史上的显现才是 Kairos.
Only when God appears in history itself is Kairos.
神主动的参与历史。
When God came and participated in history by himself,
给人从时间进到永恒意义的可能。
He gave us a possibility to enter into eternal significance with time.
当神在历史中间制造 Kairos 的时候
，When God created Kairos in history,
你才可能与神的永恒意义发生关系。
Then you can have a relationship with the eternal meaning of God's will.
你现在开始兴趣起来了。
You start to have interest.
那你说这种时间的哲学我没有听过。
But I've never heard such philosophy.
而且只有基督教谈到这样的清楚。
Only Christianity can explain this.
所有的宗教都没有办法讲这些。
All the other religions cannot understand.
现在我请你注意哈。
Take note of this.
上帝在怎样的机会中间给我们 Kairos？
What kind of opportunity did God give us Kairos？
第一点
，The first time
creation point
is at creation.
创造起始的那个时刻。
The time when God created all things.
那个时刻之前什么都没有。
Before that, there was nothingness.
那个时刻之后，就本实无变有。
After that, everything came from nothingness.
本身把第一个时刻创造下来。
That is the first moment that God gave to man.
接下来还有什么时刻呢？
What about what followed?
The revelation points.
The point, the various points of revelation.
启示的时刻。当耶和华临到人的时候
，When Jehovah God came to man，
像耶利米所说的
，Like Jeremiah said，
耶和华的话临到我
，The word of Jehovah is upon me，
像以赛亚所说的
，Like Isaiah said，
耶和华的话临到我
，The word of Jehovah is upon me。
每次当神启示人的时候，就变成了时间中间一个最重要的时刻。
Every time God has a revelation for man, it's the most important moment in time。
第一个重要的时刻叫做 Creation Kairos。
The first Kairos is at creation.
第二个时刻叫 revelational points.
The second one is revelational points.
第三个重要的时刻是什么？
The third important moment.
Incarnation moment.
It's the time when incarnation.
就是当基督道成肉身的时候。
When Jesus came as man.
神来到人的中间。
When God came among us.
这一点是一切 Kairos 的 Kairos.
This is the Kairos of all Kairos.
你这一点把暂时跟永恒真正可以连在一起。
This is the true joining of the temporal with eternity.
为什么这样讲呢？
Why do we say this?
因为借着基督神人同在。
Through Christ, God is with man.
那叫做以马内利。
This is Emmanuel.
上帝在我们中间
God is with us
所以神人同在的时刻
The moment when God is one with man
基督道成肉身开始
It started when Christ became man
还有什么时刻呢
What other moments are
there 当基督为全人类的胜死亡的那一刻
The moment where Christ was victorious over there for all humanity
为我们上十字架
When he was crucified for us
为我们死的时候
When he died for us
他讲成了
He said it is done.
上帝啊，成就了你的旨意。
God, the will is done.
那个是历史上很重要的时刻。
This is a very important moment in history.
当耶稣从死里面复活的时候
，When Jesus was resurrected from the dead，
又是个很重要的时刻。
It's also another very important moment.
耶稣升天的时候
，When he ascended，
又构成一个很重要的时刻。
It is also an important moment.
最后一个重要的时刻
，The last important moment
是基督的再来。
Is when Christ come again.
这些东西都是基督教与所有宗教绝对不同的本质的问题。
These are all the difference in essence between Christianity and all other religions.
所有的宗教没有办法想这些事。
All other religions cannot have an understanding of all these things.
那边所有的教义都是罪人犯罪的头脑里面想出来。
Because all the doctrines come from the fallen mind of a sinner.
但是基督徒不是如此。
But this is not the case for Christians.
我们是永恒的旨意中间有份。
We partake in the eternal will of God.
永恒的神在暂时中间彰显什么呢？
The eternal God came temporarily to manifest.
创造时间是暂时中间与神有关系。
And he created time so that the temporal world has a relationship with God.
进入时间，所以神的永恒跟时间发生关系。
He entered into the time so that eternal God has a relationship with time.
他得胜死亡，所以会时的时间的结束，在他的得胜中间可以延长到永恒。
Because he has victory over death, and so the limitation of death can be extended in his view.
他从死里复活。
He resurrected from the dead.
所以永恒的生命不再是一个观念。
And so eternal life in itself no longer is a concept.
永生借着基督的复活具体显在我们的中间。
Eternal life is manifested among us because of the resurrection.
升天再来。
His ascension and coming again.
都是把人与神合在一起。
All these bring men together with God.
你把这些观念弄清楚了以后呢？
When you are clear about all these things.
现在知道这里出现了三个显现的有多大的意义。
You will see great significance in these three words, appear, appear, appear.
相信你们天天听的，在所有的希伯来书的注释书里面都没有这样讲。
I believe you will not find this in all the commentaries about Hebrews.
这个三个显现跟神的 Kairos 有关系。
There is a relationship between the appearances and the Kairos of God.
按照这个时间 Chronos 程序来说。
According to Chronos, it is a process.
第一个显现是什么呢？
The first appearance.
基督来做人的时候。
When Jesus came as man,
上帝的儿子显现出来。
The Son of God appeared.
第二个显现是什么？
The second appearance.
他带着自己的血进到天上的圣所的时候。
When he took his own blood and entered into the inner sanctuary in heaven.
人子在神面前显现出来。
The Son of Man appeared in front of God.
第三个显现是什么呢？
The third appearance.
是他从天上再来的时候。
When he come again.
上帝的儿子自天降临。以众天使在人间最后一次的显现。
The last appearance will be the Son of God coming together with all the angels.
这个三个显现为什么这么重要呢？
Why are these three occasions important?
因为这个三个显现就是时刻从新时代的一个开始。
And because these are moments where the new age will come.
基督之所以伟大。
The greatness of Jesus Christ.
其中一个重要的原因。
Is because of important points.
他创造历史的新时刻。
In that, in history, he always create new moments.
把人类带到他成就的福音里面那个新的世代。
To bring men into the new age created because of the gospel.
基督的降生。
The coming of Christ.
呼吸欢腾。
The world rejoices with
Christ. 身在人间。
Because God is with us.
因为基督的死。
Because of His death.
新又开始。
The New Testament started.
新又的血流出来。
The New Testament is given to us.
因为基督的复活。
Because of His resurrection.
使得全病结束了。
The authority of death has ended.
人有永生的盼望。
We have eternal hope.
因为基督的再临。
Because He's coming again.
因为世界的历史结束。
The entire history of man will end.
带到新天新地。
We will go into new heaven and earth.
是基督的显现。
The appearances of
Christ. 基督的重要性。
The importance of Christ.
你越听越明白了。
You will understand it the more you listen.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
我想我们讲基督论一定要超过所有系统神学里面所讲的。
I think Christology must be higher than all systematic theology.
我们所认识的基督超过所有所谓最伟大的宗教家所认识的。
The Jesus we believe in must, we know must be greater than all religious leaders.
但这些都是神已经在圣经里隐示出来的。
But these are implicit in the word of God.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
我把这个三个显现清楚地讲了。
Let me explain these three appearances clearly.
第一个显现。
The first appearance.
你写下来。
Write it down.
道成肉身。
God incarnate.
这是什么意思？
What does this mean?
神进入历史。
It means God entered into history.
代表神向人启明自己。
And he revealed himself on behalf of God.
这个叫做道成肉身。
This is God incarnate.
这一次的显现呢？
This appearance.
耶稣基督代表上帝向我们启示自己。
Jesus Christ represented God and revealed himself to us.
第二个显现。
The second appearance.
耶稣基督成全救恩。
Is Jesus Christ accomplishing salvation?
他进了天上的圣徒。
When he entered into the inner sanctuary in heaven.
代表人向神求赦罪。
He represented men and asked for forgiveness from God.
第三次的显现。
The third one.
他再来的时候。
When he will come again.
他是为成全救恩显明上帝的信实是已经达到。
He will, because he wants to accomplish salvation, he wants to show us the faithfulness of God.
感谢上
帝。Thanks be to God.
好，现在你写清楚了，就再继续听下去。
Let's continue.
这三次的显现。
These three appearances.
第一次的显现。
The first one.
神显在人间。
God in among us.
第二次的显现
，the second appearance，
代表我们成就的完全的得胜的人性显在神面前。
He represents the completed man before God。
第三次的显现
，the third appearance，
完成救恩的神人奥性应许的基督。再来成全他的救赎。
Is Christ who has fulfilled the promise of man and God together coming to accomplish his salvation?
的施行，不是他的救赎过去没有成全。
It's not that his salvation has not been completed.
救赎的施行要成全出来。
But he will accomplish the process of salvation.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
好，现在我把这个三个显现哈。
These three different appearances.
再从圣经几个角度来看。
Let us look at it from different biblical angles.
为什么基督在历史上的显现是重要的呢？
Why is it important that Jesus appeared in history?
因为所谓历史，
history itself
是被造界的时间程序。
Is the process of time in created order.
产生了事件的记录。
It is a recording of events.
这个叫做历史。
This is what history is all about.
历史是人的历史。
History is a history of man.
历史是被造者的过程。
It's a process of the creature.
历史是受造的罪人的一些记录。
It is a recording of created sinners.
所以这个角度来说呢，神是不出现的。
From this angle, God does not appear.
在这个舞台里面是没有上帝的份。
And God has no place in this stage.
如果你相信上帝创造，
If you believe God created all things,
相信上帝控制，
And God has providence
for all things, 相信上帝的这个管理。
Of God rule of all things,
God's domain.
The domain of
那么这什么意思呢？
What does this mean?
表示神是这个真正世界的这个超然的控制者。
It means that God is the supernatural controller of the world.
但是这个神就不自己跑到这个舞台里面来。
But this God himself will not enter into the stage.
但是圣经说不。
But the Bible says no.
他来过一次。
He came once.
他曾经以人形显现出来。
He appeared in human form.
所以道成肉身是很重要的。
God incarnate is important.
那么基督这个显现为什么呢？
Why did Christ come?
因为一定要在世界上，在时空里面显明他的大能。
He wants to show his great power within time space.
你注意听下面的话。
Listen to this.
所有的宗教
，all other faith，
都是在时空里面。
Within time space.
罪人对时空外面的理想。
It is idealism, an expression of sinners within time space about that which is beyond time space.
我再一次说
，Let me say this.
所有的宗教
，all other faith，
都是在时空里面的人
，are people who are trapped in time space.
对时空之外的理想
，and expressing their ideal about that which is beyond time space.
基督教呢
，for Christianity，
创造、超越、管理时空的神自己来到时空里面拯救人。
It's about God who has created all things and transcends time space coming into time space himself.
这是一个具体的实现。
This is the manifestation of the object.
神的临在。
God's being with us.
神自己到我们中间。
God himself coming to be with us.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
为这个缘故呢
？Because of this.
基督教是从本质上与所有的宗教不同，不是从层次、从分量上。
Christianity is qualitatively different from all other faith, not just quantitative in nature.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为神在时空里面显现。
Because God appeared in time space.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
所以为什么要进来呢？
Why does he come?
因为这个世界已经沦落，成为撒旦手下控制的一个世界。
Because this world has gone into decadence and is controlled by Satan.
基督显现。
And Christ came
来解决这个问题。
To solve this problem.
有关于基督这个显现最重要的名词、最重要的出现，是在约翰一书里面。
The most important description is to be seen in 1 John.
基督耶稣降世，为要拯救罪人。耶稣基督到我们中间来，从天父出来到了世界。耶稣基督降生，耶稣基督来，这些我们都听了很多了。
We have heard a lot of things about Jesus Christ coming.
上帝的儿子显现。
The Son of God appeared.
就是很特别的观念。
This is an important concept.
除了这一章以外
，other than this passage,
最重要的就是约翰一书。
First John has the next important mention.
现在我先读一节比较次要的，后读一节更重要的。
I will read the more secondary verse first.
我们大家先看约翰一书第五章十九节。
First John chapter 5 verse 19.
为什么比较次要呢
？This is secondary.
因为它是消极性的描写这个世界的形
象。It is a more passive description of the world.
约翰一书第五章第十九节。
Chapter 5 verse 19.
好，那大家一同来读，一二三，我们知道，我们是属上帝的。全世界就握在那恶者手下。大家再说一二三，我们知道，我们是属上帝的，全世界都握在那恶者手下。全世界在哪里
？Where is the whole world？
啊，全世界在哪里？在哪里啊？ 你们不讲话，明天下一次我也不讲给你听。全世界在哪里啊？全世界在睡觉。
然后我
全世界都在饿，饿在哪里呢？饿者是恶者的手下。
You're under the control of the evil one.
所以呢 ，under the control of the evil one 是撒旦手下，我们完全一败涂地的这个世界的情形。
And this is what the world is. We're completely filled under the control of the evil one.
我这几个月看地理的情形，越看越明白圣经。
A few past big months I've looked at Indonesia
and see the Bible. 一个也没有。
There is no righteous one, not even one.
我说你看路要把你拉下来。
I say you're corrupted, we get rid of you.
为什么要把他拉下来呢？
Why do we do that?
因为不把他拉下来，他会把你更多的贪污出现出来。
Because without that, there's more corruption.
所以大家抓来抓去。
And so they keep fighting.
做贼和贼。
And the thief go
to catch the thief. 这么多的贪污。
There are so much corruption.
我相信最好的还是瓦西德。
I think God's stores is still the
best. 因为他这些的钱不是要用在自己身上。
Because the money he took was not for himself.
其实我不谈政治。
But I don't want to talk about
politics. 但我告诉你，世界没有好人，连一个也没有，包括你我都是坏蛋。
But there's no one righteous, including you and I.
世上有好人，一共有两个，一个刚死掉，另外一个还没生出来。
The best person has just died, another one not born.
大家讲一次好不好？一二三，世上有好人，一共有两。大家说一二三。你不说的，你就是还没有生出来，我就死掉了。一二三，世上有好人，一共有两个，一个刚死掉，另外一个还没有生出来，所以活着的都是坏蛋，就是。
Everyone alive is evil。
那这一句你不必跟他，免得不好意思。好，全世界都饿在那恶者的手下。
The whole is under the control of the evil one。
所以需要什么呢
？What do we need？
需要第三章第八节。
We need chapter three verse eight。
打开第三章第八节，放到一同来读。约翰一书三章第八节，一、二、三，犯罪的是属魔鬼，因为魔鬼从起初就犯罪。上帝的儿子到世上来，是吗？到上帝的儿子怎么样？显现出来。
The Son of God
奇怪了，我从小一直注意，为什么他用这个名词
？I kept wondering why.
显现出来，上帝的儿子显现出来，为要除灭魔鬼的作为。所以第五章第十九节要透过第三章第八节才得到解决。
We want to understand 5 verse 19 from 3:8.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
耶稣基督在历史上显现出来。
And Jesus Christ appeared.
好像一个光倒出来。
Like a light appeared.
好像一个光射出来。
A light shining forth.
突然间大光照耀。
Suddenly illuminating.
耶稣在历史上的显现。
The appearance of Christ in history.
是把Chronos 变成 Kairos
is to convert Chronos into Kairos
把永恒的旨意带到暂时界里面
to bring eternal view into the temporal world
显现
to appear
是为了除灭魔鬼的作用
to destroy the devil's work
好不好啊
is this good
所以这个显现是基督代表神来救我们
here we see Christ representing God to save us
大家是一二三基督代表神来救我们是向我们启示
He revealed to us.
第二个显现是什么？
The second appearance.
基督进到天上的圣所。
When Christ entered into the heavenly sanctuary.
代表我们。
He represented us.
显在上帝面前。
And appeared before God.
为我们求赦罪之恩。
To ask for atonement.
父啊，赦免他们。
Father, forgive them.
因为他们说出来，他们不知道。
Because they know not what they are doing.
有哪一个宗教家讲过这个话吗？
Which other religious leader said this?
没有。
Not one.
只有耶稣基督。
Only Jesus Christ.
他讲这句话是流血以前的流血之后呢？
He said this before he bled.
回答我，流血之后对不对？
After his
blood. 他神圣的血流出来的时候。
When his holy blood came out.
Here is there.
Here becomes there.
他就进到天上的至圣所。
He entered into the heavenly.
现在上帝面。
And appeared before God.
他都说父啊。
And say Father.
为什么他用父不用上帝呢？
Why did he not say God?
圣子对圣父讲话。
It's Son of God speaking to God the Father.
在天上的至圣所。
In the heavenly sanctuary.
带着血讲话。
He with blood he spoke.
父啊。
Father.
这是我的血。
This is my blood.
你赦免他。
Forgive them.
这是显现。
This is appearance.
第一次的显现。
The first appearance.
永恒进入暂时。
Is eternity entering into temporal.
第二次的显现。
The second appearance.
暂时进入永恒。
Is the temporal going into eternity.
第一次的显现。
The first one.
是代表神向人启示。
He revealed himself representing.
第二次的显现。
The second appearance.
代表人向神求赦。
Is asking for atonement on behalf of man.
第三次的显现呢？
The third appearance.
带着人性的基督从天降临， 解决罪人一切的问题。
It's when Christ with his humanity coming from heaven to solve all sins of the world.
那就是 parousia。
This is parousia.
耶稣基督再来。
That is the coming again.
第二次来的时候。
The second coming.
耶稣基督显现的时候。
When Christ with the fear.
再一次显现的时候。
The second time.
那时候对教会来说。
To us, with regard to the church.
绝对不是来审判。
He will not come to judge us.
为什么呢？第二十八节说。
Verse 28 says.
第二次显现的时候。
When he should come again,
与罪无关。
It's not to bear sin.
我很兴趣。
I have great interest.
很受吸引。
I'm attracted to this.
为什么九章二十八节有这句话呢？
Why did he say this?
当基督第二次显现的时候。
When he appeared a second time,
乃是与罪无关。
It's not to bear sin.
乃是救赎那些等候他的人。
But to bring salvation to those who are waiting for him.
好，大家来读一次好不好？读完了以后就注意听我要解释的事情了。一、二、三。将来要向那等候他的人第二次显现，并与罪无关，乃是为拯救他们。这个第二次显现是第三次显现，你明白吗？
This second appearance is the third appearance.
因为这个第二次在人间显现。
It's the second appearance on earth.
他的第一次在人间显现跟第二次在人间显现中间有一次在神面前显现，对不对？
In between the two appearances, he appeared once before God.
一共有三次显现。
So there are three appearances.
耶稣第二次显现的时候。
But when Christ comes the second time,
我们不必讲耶稣第二次再来，因为没有第一次再来。
We shouldn't say it's the second coming because it's
the
first coming.
耶稣第二次再来这句话是讲错的。
It is wrong to say the second coming of Christ.
你说耶稣再来就对了。
To say the coming again of Jesus.
你说耶稣第二次来也对了。
Or the second time he comes.
如果你说耶稣第二次再来，那人家问第一次再来是什么时候，那你就麻烦了。所以这里说第二次显现。
This is the second appearance.
什么意思？
What does this mean?
耶稣再来。
That means he's coming.
他再来的时候，
when he
为什么要拯救那些等候他的？大家说，那你有没有等候主啊？
Are you waiting for the Lord?
老师，老师有没有啊？你一直等发财，哪里有等候主？
我在问你，在 waiting for prosperity。
有没有等候主来啊？
Do you wait
for 有，有没有？那主如果真的来，就是要拯救这种人。
If the Lord comes, he's
对不对？
Save those waiting。
要拯救等候他的人，对不对呢？好，那么要拯救他们，他们得救了没？
Are they saved already?
得救了，为什么还要拯救他们？
Why should they be saved again?
你得救了没有？
Are you saved?
那怪不得我都不知道得救了没有。
He said, I don't know whether I'm saved.
所以我等耶稣来拯救我。
And so I wait for Jesus to come.
我不知道我得救了没有。
I'm not sure of my salvation.
这里他再来的时候。
When he comes again.
第二次显现。
The second appearance.
是拯救那些等候他的。
Is to bring salvation to those who are waiting for him. Waiting for what?
等他拯救。
To wait for his salvation.
那么等他的人得救了没有？
Are those people saved already?
没有得救的人会等他呢？
If you are not saved, you will wait for him.
一定是得救了才等他。
Surely those who are saved will wait.
等他的人为什么要他再来救他呢？
But if you are waiting, why should he save you again?
是不是从前救一半？
Is it half salvation?
再来救另外一半？
And then he will come and accomplish
the other half. 一半加一半掉的整个。
Two will become one.
是不是呢？
Is this the case?
那这个是一个什么意思呢？
What does this verse mean?
与罪无关。
It is not about sin.
与罪无关表示这些人不必带，不必要再叫赎罪。
It means that these people need not have atonement anymore.
因为他们已经罪的赦免了。
They have been forgiven.
Once is forever.
And once is forever.
耶稣已经替他成全。
Jesus has accomplished.
已经得救了。
They are already saved.
已经得救了才会等候他了。
And they will wait for him.
那得救了等候他了，为什么他再来救他们呢？
But why does the verse say to bring salvation?
你知道什么意思吗？
What does this mean?
知道不知道？你说大概知道，大概错，不知道。好，我先解释给你听。
Let me explain this.
这是救恩的三个步骤。
This is the three process of salvation.
你可以记下来。
You can write it down.
第一个步骤，我们灵魂得救。
First of all, our souls are saved.
地位得救。
Or to say our status.
第二步骤是我们生活的胜利。
Our life is victorious.
我们的生活的胜利。
Secondly, our life become victorious.
或者我们今生的成圣。
Or that in our present life we were victorious.
We'll be
sanctified.
第三个步骤是什么？
The third step.
身体的赎。
The body will be redeemed.
身体的赎。
The redemption of the body.
你注意听啊。灵魂的救
First, the souls are saved.
生活的圣
Our life is sanctified.
身体的赎
And the body redeemed.
一二三灵魂的救生活的圣身体的赎几部分
How many processes?
三部分
Three processes.
那当第一部分你得救了以后
When you receive salvation in the first part,
是不是表示你还没有完全得救？
Does that mean that you're not completely saved yet?
你已经完全得救。
You are already completely saved.
但程序上，你的身体还没有兑现的真正救赎同不朽的这个产生。
But in the order of things, your body is still a decayable body.
怪不得得救的人一直咳嗽。
That's why those who are saved are always coughing.
已经得救了还一直病。
After your soul is still sick.
身体得救。
Because the body is not saved.The body is saved.
身体的灵魂得救。
The souls are saved.
我还以为他说原来我自己错了。灵魂得救。
When your souls are saved.
不够。
It's not enough.
生活的胜。
When you have victorious life.
不够。
It's not enough.
还有一样。
The last part.
身体的书。
The body is redeemed.
大家说身体的书。耶稣基督再来。
When Jesus come again.
我们与罪无关。
We have no part with sin.
对我们来说。
Towards us.
早就解决了这个问题。
These are problems that have been solved.
那么他来做什么？
What's the purpose of his coming again?
等候他的人。
Those are waiting for him.
他就把救赎给我们。
He gave us salvation.
哪一部分的成全？
What sort of salvation?
整个的成全。
A complete salvation.
哪一部分兑现的？
What sort of coming together?
身体得赎的兑现。
It is the redemption of the
body. 那个时候不再腰酸背痛。
At that time, we will not have pain and suffering.
不再疾病缠身。
No longer have diseases.
不再咳个不停。
No longer have coughing.
不再这里痛那里酸。
No longer have pain and aches.
那时候我们每一个人都像运动健将一样。
At that time, we will be like athletes.
我们还比他更好。
We will be healthier.
因为那些运动健将慢慢会衰老。
Because all the athletes will grow old.
我们永远不朽坏。
But we will not decay forever.
永远不衰老。
We will not grow old.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为我们的生命，
Because our life
不是暂时中间被淘汰，
It's not obsolete in temporal world.
是永恒的 Kairos 连在一起。
But we are joined with eternal Kairos.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
我们接受基督道成肉身的救赎。
We accept the salvation of God incarnate.
我们接受基督为我死在十字架上的功劳。
We accept the effect of the dying of Christ on the cross.
我们接受基督从死里复活的成功。
We accept the victory of Jesus over death.
我接受将来救赎的成全。
And we accept the accomplishment of salvation in the future.
Amen.
Amen.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
第二十七节是很著名的一节圣经，我全本圣经就讲一次，我今天没有时间讲。
Verse 27 is a very important verse, and I don't have the time to touch on that.
这里说什么？
What does it say?
人人都有一死，死后岂有审判？
Just as man is destined to die once, and after that to face judgment.
基督显现的时候。
But when Christ appear again,
我们没有份子。
We have no part in this.
因为与罪无关。
We have no part with sin.
那么你说基督徒不必受审判？
Does that mean that Christians will not be judged?
如果基督徒不受审判，
If Christians are not judged,
为什么圣经说上帝的审判从上帝的家开始呢？
Why does the Bible say the judgment of God starts from his own household?
请你注意。
Take note of this.
圣经至少提到七层次的审判。
The Bible mentions judgment in seven different aspects.
我告诉你。Sevenfolds.
Sevenfolds.
我告诉你。有两个审判是基督徒跟非基督徒不一样的地方受审判。
There are two areas where Christians will not be judged in the same way.
非基督徒受审判。
When non-Christians are judged.
是末日的大审判。
It is the great judgment of the last day.
大宝座的审判。
It is the judgment of the great throne.
百色大宝座的审判。
The great white throne.
这什么意思呢？
What does this mean?
全所有的人在神面前审判。
Where all mankind is judged before God.
为罪受审判。
For sin.
既然基督为我们的罪死了，我们的罪经都被赦免了，我们就不可能在大百色的宝座面前受审判。
We will not judge, be judged before the great white throne because our sins have been forgiven.
那么什么叫做审判从上帝的家开始？
What about judgment from the household of God?
就是叫做基督台前的审判。
This is the judgment before the throne of God.
为什么他的显现与罪无关呢？
Why is his appearance not related to sin?
基督台前不是审判基督徒的罪。
When before Christ's judgment is not for the sin of Christians.
基督台前是审判基督徒的侍奉。
The judgment is upon the ministry of Christians.
基督的生活。
The life of Christians.
我们的侍奉的价值到什么地步。
The value of our ministry for him.
基督台前的审判。
And this is a judgment before the
throne
of Christ.
这审判好像什么？好像大火要炼尽那些可永存的或者不可永存。
It's like fire getting rid of the dross of the gold.
金银宝石。
All these precious stones.
经过火以后。
Matter.
还是金还是银还是宝石。
After it's been burnt by fire, it remains pure.
草木火箭。
But all other things.
经过火以后。
When it is burnt like grass.
变成灰烬。
They become ashes.
所以我们今天虽然脱离了罪的。
Although we have been delivered from sin.
我们仍然侍奉上帝。
Did we serve the Lord?
我们为主活。
Do we live for God?
我们为主侍奉。
Do we serve God?
我们为主献上自己。
When we give ourselves to the Lord,
成为一个活祭。
Let us do it as a living sacrifice.
如果有的话，
if this is the way we live our
life, 我们侍奉是金银宝石的等次或者草木活祭。
The question is our ministry that of precious metal or that of innumerable things like grass and wood?
求主怜悯。
May the Lord have mercy on us.
许多侍奉主。
There are many people who serve God.
随便侍奉。
Who serve in a light manner, not serious.
只求名义。
Only for reputation.
只求付出风头。
For prominence.
随便做。
And we just do anything we are. The words we say.
所讲的道。
The sermon we preach.
所说的见证。
The witnesses we give.
金银宝石可经过考验的本质。
Cannot go through challenges and testing.
求主帮助我。
May the Lord help us all.
为了基督第二次显现。
When Christ come again.
一罪无关。
Although it is not related to sin, however,
他要看我们的侍奉是不是真可以存到永恒。
He wants to see the eternal value of our ministry.
求主赐福。
May the Lord bless us.
我们大家站起来。
Let us stand up together.
十字架，十字架，
你们有。Amen.